Bhakti Vaibhava, continuity of the fourth canto, 29th chapter, where Narada is instructing King Prachin Varit, and the section which we are discussing is verse 34 onward, where the positive activity of the soul, which is devotional service, and Narada is now preaching to Prachin Varit. So verse 34.
नैकान्तकः प्रतीकारः कर्मणां कर्म केवलम् देव्यं हये अविद्यो उपसृष्टम् स्वपने स्वपन इवानगः.
So the last word is anagha, which is addressed to the Prachin Bharat. You are sinless. So this is the way to preach to somebody, at least like Srila Prabhupada used to say, oh, you are gentlemen. So, oh, sinless one. Actually, Prachin Bharat, because he is a follower of Dhru Maharaj, so Narada saw that he is a good candidate and he will receive the knowledge. So actually, spiritual master has to really... The preacher has to decide whether I should spend, you know, energy on him or not. So he's using, hey, oh, you who are free from all sinful activities. And now Narada will say after some time, you have killed these animals, this is sinful activity, he will say. But now he's saying, oh, anaga, they said, karma cannot be counteracted by karma. You cannot counteract one karma by the other karma. That's the meaning of the verse. So, like the example is given, in the dream, if you see the tiger, then in the dream, by gun you cannot be really saved from tiger. You have to wake up. So this, what you get trouble in dream, you cannot solve by, you know, some hallucination dream. You have to wake up, then you'll be free. So, this the verse means, 34, Narada continued, O you who are free from all sinful activities, no one can counteract the effect of fruitive activity simply by the manufacture of different activity devoid of Krishna consciousness. Just Prabhupada is putting one word extra. Means no karma can counteract the karma until unless we take shelter of Krishna conscious activity, which is positive activity of the soul. So they are useless in one sense, ultimately. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj did not accept this as a final thing unless the Naam came. So this is good to... It is like elevate, like a doctor gives a pen for the relief of the pain, but the disease is not gone. It's like that. So, all such activities is due to our ignorance. When we have troublesome dream, we cannot relieve it with a troublesome hallucination. One can counteract the dream only by awakening. Similarly, our material existence is due to our ignorance and illusion. Unless we awaken to Krishna consciousness, we cannot be relieved from such dream. For the ultimate solution to all problems, we must awaken to Krishna consciousness. So what are the two reasons for continuity of the troubles of material life? Ignorance and illusion. Okay? Ignorance of our real identity and illusion of the Maya. Ignorance of our real identity and illusion by Maya. So Maya, what Maya does? Maya has two functions. Avaranatmik means it covers our intelligence, which is ignorance. And prekshatmik, it shows us something other than ourself, our own interest. And then we are allured by that. An example is given of cinema. When you enter into cinema hall, they turn off all the lights, so you cannot see yourself. Then on a curtain, screen, they will show you something and you are engrossed in that and you forget yourself. That is actually what Maya is doing. Cinema is a typical example of Maya. The break, inside you go, all the lights are off. So you cannot see who is next to you. But then they will show you something on the screen. And you are engrossed in the screen for 3 hours, then you remember, you just take that whole impression with you. You cry with that, sometime you identify with that. This Maya is doing like that. It's covering our real interest and showing us some allurement. And we are carried by that. So this is what Maya is. Now Srila Prabhupada's purport, there are two kinds of fruitive activities. What are the two kinds of fruitive activities? One, we can place the burden on the head, or we can place it on the shoulder. It means it's still the same thing is there. So Srila Prabhupada is quoting Prahlad Maharaj. Srila Prahlad Maharaj, he said, fools and rascals in the material world plan so gorgeously for bodily comfort without knowing that such arrangements, even if successful, are only Maya. Okay? The conclusion, can you see? The conclusion is that one cannot be perpetually happy as long as one exists in this material world. The only remedy is to get out of this material world altogether and return home back to us. So conclusion is that as long as we are in this material world, whatever we try to do, there's no happiness. Because the place is miserable. How can there be happiness with a place of miserable? So the next verse. Sometimes we suffer because we see tiger in dream or a snake in vision. But actually there is neither a tiger nor a snake. Thus we create some situation in a subtle form and suffer the consequences. These sufferings cannot be mitigated unless we are awakened from our dream. It means material life is a dream. Whatever we are seeing in the material life, suffering or happiness, is all within the dream. And Srila Prabhupada is speaking this dream as compared to this Matra Ispara Shastu Konte Situshana. So all these happiness and distress, they are just like the perception of the senses. And we have to, the devotee has to learn to tolerate. So the most example, we have to tolerate. We have to awaken and we have to tolerate. One must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed. Therefore, Veda says positive, Aham Brahm, Aham Brahmasmi. Now, you see the word. One is engaged in Brahm activities. And what are the Brahm activities? Called devotional service. Brahm activities called devotional service. Which means, as topic we discussed, the positive activities of the soul. The Brahma, the soul is a Brahma, which means conscious entity. And its activities, its Brahma activity is devotional service. So that is only the solution. No material activity is solution. Now this is the verse when bhakti is discussed. Athātmāno arthabhūtasya yato anartha parampara saṃsṛtistada vyavacchedo bhaktya paramaya gurau. Whose bhakti? Then says, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Samahita Sadari Chrinena Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Janasyati. So these are the two important verses of devotional service. The real interest of the living entity is to get out of this nuisance of the causes that causes him to endure repeated birth and death. So real, earth, earth means real, earth bhutasya, atha atmano, living entity's real interest is to get out of this anarth parampara. Anarth parampara means repeated birth and death. And sansarti also means repeated birth and death. How can we get out from this? Bhaktya paramaya gurau. By accepting the spiritual master and supreme lord. Paramaya guru also means spiritual Krishna and also means guru. Paramaya, paramaya means paramaya gurau. Gurau, the supreme lord or his representative. Paramaya, unalloyed. So this represents both the God, supreme lord, or like Vande Krishna Jagat Guru. So it is a guru as well as Krishna both. Vasudeva Bhakti, similar verses in first canto of Bhagavatam. Same, just little change of one word. Vasudeva Bhakti, Bhakti Yoga Samahita. There is a projita. It is a samahita. Samahita means completely absorbed. And he will get Vairagya and Gyan. Janyate means born. Okay. The only remedy is to surrender unto the personality of Godhead through his representative. Unless one renders devotional service unto the Supreme Person of Godhead, Vasudev, one cannot possibly become completely detached from this material world, which means renunciation, which means Vairagya. Nor can he possibly manifest real knowledge, which means Jnana. The one meaning of the Vairagya is detachment. The other meaning of Vairagya is Vishesha Raga. Vishesha Raga means if we have developed attachment to Krishna, automatically the world can be renounced. So therefore there are two words. One is Vairagya, one is Vrakti. You know, Vairagya and Vrakti are the two words. The Vrakti is symptom of the Bhav Bhakti. Vrakti is symptom of Bhav Bhakti. Vairagya means we have to make endeavor to give up something. Like following four regular principles, we are renouncing. But Vrakti means automatically you don't want to look at it. So Vrakti means leaving these things like of nothing. Just they say malvat. Malvat means just like a stool, nobody wants to look at it. Yeah, tuchvat mandal. That is the meaning of Vrakti. Vrakti means Vrakti is automatic and Vairagya is cultivated. So that state, the bhava is an automatic state. So the Vrakti is higher. So Bhakti ultimately gives Vrakti, but in the sadhana state it gives Vairagya. Okay, so Srila Prabhupada's purport. The self-interest is Vasudev. Can you find out this word? The self-interest is Vasudev. We need happiness and the self-interest is really Vasudev. How to do this? One first has to control his mind so that the desire of the mind can be purified. This process is described in Narada Pancharatra as Sarva Upadhi Vinur Muktam Tat Paratvena Nirmalam. So one has to purify his mind, means which has so many designations. So this process of bhakti is to be free from designations. And then Srila Prabhupada is quoting this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 7th chapter. Anarthopshamanam sakshat bhakti yogam madhokshajai lakshayajananto vidvans chakare satvatas saintam. So anarthopshamanam, it means anarth means unwanted desires of the living entities can be mitigated by bhakti to the adhokshajai. People don't know it. But Vidwan means Vyasadev has compiled Sattvic Sahita means Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam is compiled to mitigate the miseries of the materially conscious people. Simply hearing Bhagavatam, next verse is, by simply hearing Bhagavatam, Krishna Bhakti Upajayate, one will immediately awaken his Krishna Bhakti. And then his miseries of the past, present and future disappears. Shoka Moha Bhaya Apaha. Shoka means past miseries, Moha means present miseries, and fear means future miseries, all disappear. So bhakti, when bhakti comes, all miseries disappears. So which is this symptom of the bhakti from bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu? Kleshagni. All miseries disappear immediately. Okay? The word guru, can you find out word guru? The word guru is significant in this connection. The word guru has two meanings. As a heavy or as a supreme. In other words, the guru is a spiritual master. Srila Rishabhdev advises son, gurur na sasyat na mochet ya samupet mrityum. One should not accept a spiritual master, post of a spiritual master, unless he is able to lead his disciple from the cycle of birth, unless he free him. No, bhakti is free from all. Bhakti is free from jnana and vairagya. So they are byproduct of bhakti.
It's a byproduct. So we are not looking for.
Bhakti has given birth to these. Janasya. Your word is janasya. Janasyasti. Janasya chati means born of. Will cause to become manifest. Quoting Rishabhdev, the Rishabhdev says nobody should take the responsibility of father, husband, king or guru if they are not teaching their subjects to be free from cycle of birth and death.
Isn't that jnana yoga?
Well, then cycle of birth and death can be stopped by different processes but at a different level according to the candidate. Repeated cycle of birth and of death means to be free from this means free from miseries. Free from the miseries which are the real miseries. These are the four problems which have no solution. Birth, death, old age and disease. These are the problems. Duk, dosha, anudarshana. It doesn't mean that you have to be liberated. I mean, bhakti is not focusing at liberation. The object is not liberation, but liberation is byproduct. Mukti is following the bhakti like a mad servant. Where queen goes, all the maids go. Where bhakti goes, mukti automatically goes. So bhakti is not to desire for mukti. They don't need mukti. This is a very easy way to say people because they don't have a solution for this. Like Srila Prabhupada, there was one magician came to Prabhupada. He was a wonderful magician. You know, he was making so many wonderful things. So then Srila Prabhupada said, can you stop birth and death? He said, Swamiji, only you can do that. That magic only you can do. He said, Srila Prabhupada, you can do this magic. So it is like, you know, this is a way of preaching that these are the four problems nobody can stop. Therefore, you have to accept the spiritual master, because this nobody else has a knowledge of this thing. But when we go to the spiritual master, then he will tell us, well, actually if we get bhakti, then all these things are secondary. This is not a primary thing. It's not a primary thing. But ultimately, all the Vedic literature is saying, we have to stop this cycle of birth and death.
So it's alluring. It's a lure to attract conditioned soul. This is not the process we are following.
This is the problem. There is no solution to any material man.
So it's to attract everybody to
bhakti. Yes, to bring to the spiritual platform, yes. Okay, same thing again. So then there's a definition of mukti, can you see? Oh. Then Srila Prabhupada is describing in the purport the sadhana bhakti and raga bhakti. Can you see these two? From the neophyte stage means sadhana bhakti to the point of spontaneous loving service, which is like these bhaktis will automatically develop in a due course of time. Then Srila Prabhupada is giving the definition of mukti. Can you see the definition of mukti? Okay, I will finish by that. Tomorrow morning class we will have same 10:30. We'll finish by 1:30 and then Adipurush will continue. And we'll finish this chapter. It's okay?
Yes.
So can you see the mukti definition of mukti? In this purport there's a definition of mukti. So this mukti is different from than the mukti of the Mayavadis or even some devotees. Mukti hitva anyatha rupam swarupena vivasthitaha. So which means to give up the false identity and situate it in a original identity. That is Jivera Swarupa Krishna Ranitya Das. Right? Right. Verse 38. This is good bhakti, huh? Verse 38. Sachradeva Raja Rishe Syada Achutta Katha Ashriya Shranavataha Shardhadhanasya Nityada Syada Adiyava Adhyataha. This is Adhyataha. Adhyataha. T from my book is disappeared. You have this T like that? No?
No.
Adhyataha. T is there, but it's in my book T is little like I. Yeah, this is some problem. Okay. And see, this is whatever you know, Narada or whoever preacher of bhakti, whatever they discuss in the beginning, Puranjan or anything, but they will ultimately come to the bhakti, because this is what they have. So this is what he is speaking very quickly. Nachradha, O best of the kings, Rajariya, Rajarishi, one who is faithful, Shardhadhanasya, who is always hearing the glories of Supreme Person of Godhead, Sharanavataha, and who is always engaged in culture of the Krishna consciousness, this is adhyataha. Adhyata means cultivation. Cultivating the culture of Krishna consciousness. And in the hearing of Lord's activities, very soon, very soon become eligible to see the Supreme Person regarded face to face. Syada achutta. Achutta. He will see the achutta face to face. Is it okay?
Very soon means 3 lifetimes.
From the definition of Bhagavatam, very soon may be anything. Now in one moment or maybe 1 million life, doesn't matter. as to the eternity, one moment is anything. Constant engagement, this is the hearing process, this is the process of hearing. You know? So this starting the process of hearing with faith. So this is the sadhana bhakti started here. You know, which will continue. By the process of bhakti, the modes will subside and then he will see. That is what the Shrunatam Sokatha Krishna, this whole series of verses, there is the same mood. Constant engagement in the transcendental service of the Vasudeva is constantly hearing, close to the principle of bhakti yoga. Then there are nine processes, Srila Prabhupada right here, bhakti yoga principle. Okay, next verse 39 and 40.
Yatra Bhagavata Rajan Sadhavo Vishadasya Bhagavat Gunanukathana Shranavan Vyagra Chetasa.
So this verse and the next verse. My dear king, in the place where pure devotees live, following the rules and regulation and thus purely conscious and engaged with great eagerness in hearing chanting, yatra bhagavata rajan, where they are, sadhavo means practicing, sadhan, vishad ashayah, and vishad ashaya means vishad ashaya, broad-minded, vishad ashaya, vishad ashaha, broad-minded. Bhagavat gunanukathan, where they are speaking the Krishna katha and the parampara. Anukathan means parampara. Shranavanta vyagrahacheta. Vyagrahacheta means very eager. Vyagrahacheta. Eager, very eager to hear. Tasmin mahan mukuritam madhuchicharitam. And from their mouth, the nectar is flowing. Pyusha shesha sarita. There's a river of the nectar is flowing. Shra saravanti sravanti ta ye pivanti. And here, from where her? Gahda karana is with the ears widely open. Make the cup of the ears. Then he will be free from all the miseries. Okay. So what is there? Eagerness in hearing, chanting of the glory of the Supreme Lord. In that place, if one gets a chance to hear their constant flow of nectar, which is exactly like the waves of the river, one will forget the necessities of the life, namely hunger, thirst, and become immune to all kinds of fear, lamentation, and illusion. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes, as long as you have thinking that where is my food and where I live, your hunger and thirst, the spiritual life is a little far away from you. He writes like that. Usually, when we go to yatras, we take people to the yatras, say from Vrindavan to Vrindavan or Mayapur. All the devotees, their only question is where we stay and where, what time is prasad. Nobody asks when is katha and which place we go to go. This is our all example. Where is prasad and where is my room? Nobody asks where we should go, place we see and where is katha. So most of the people has only focused where is my food and where is my place. You know, this is as long as one is really focused on these points, there is no chance, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, that he is elevated on a transcendental path. So Srila Prabhupada's purport, the cultivation of Krishna consciousness is possible where great devotees live together and constantly engage in hearing and chanting glories of the Lord in holy place like Vrindavan. Now Srila Prabhupada is saying, this is the place. Right? Always eager to find a place where the glories of the Lord are being heard and chanted. But they should be liberated people. We should hear from a liberated people. From the lips of liberated people. And then Srila Prabhupada quote this verse, which is very common. Satam prasangam virya samvidu bhavanti hirta karna rasayana. Then what will happen? What will he get? Shardha, which means beginning of the bhakti. Rati means bhav, and bhakti means prem. Then he will get all these stages immediately. All three together. It's okay? So all these words are here. The secret of success in the cultivation of Krishna consciousness is hearing from right person. Secret of success in cultivation of Krishna consciousness is hearing from right person. That is most important. Same thing we are speaking. People's hearts are not changing. Same thing Srila Prabhupada spoke. Thousands of people's life changed. Why? The thing is that the person is self-realized, then the effect is immediately seen. If the person himself has, you know, concern for his own needs, then people won't really take it seriously. So there is a difference. A Krishna conscious person is never disturbed by the bodily necessity, namely eating, sleeping, mating, defending. So he's not, if they are there or not there, he's least concerned. But Krishna take care of all these things. The devotee don't think, but Krishna make arrangement actually. So this is the last verse of this section, I think, of the bhakti. Because the conditioned soul is always disturbed by the bodily necessities, such as hunger and thirst, he has very little time to cultivate attachment to hearing the nectar and words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unless one is associated with devotee, he cannot cultivate Krishna consciousness. Then Srila Prabhupada is just sarcastically saying, Nirjan Bhajan. What is the meaning of Nirjan Bhajan? Nir means no, jan means people. A place where there is no people means solitary place. Nirjan. And then you think you will chant there? No, it is not possible for neophyte devotee. It's not possible for neophyte, for he will be disturbed by the bodily necessity, eating, sleeping, where is all these things? There are many so-called devotees passing themselves off as devotees while engaging in all sinful activities. In other words, one who is influenced by sinful activity cannot be accepted as person in Krishna consciousness. A person addicted to sinful activity cannot develop Krishna consciousness as indicated in this verse. So this verse is saying those who are not interested in hearing Krishna Katha because of their own things, then they will never advance. Now what is the next part is? Now Narada is saying something that even say by jnana and karma nobody will know Lord. Then what to speak? Then he's noting these very important names. And they said, we are all exalted, we know, don't know Lord. Except bhakti. Ultimately without bhakti nobody can know Lord. So these three verses, Narada is describing different names. Prajapati pati sakshad Bhagavan Grisho Manoho Dakshadya Praja Adyaksha Naishtika Sanakadya Marichiratri Angirasau Pulasatya Pulahakarato Brago Vasishtaiti Ete Madanta Brahma Vadina adhyapi vachaspatyas tapo vidya samadhibhi pashyanto api na pashyante pashyantam parameshwaram. Actually, worlds were created by Brahma, all are counted here. Brahma's four Kumara and seven Rishis are there, and Narada himself is there. And they are all Prajapatis. They are all Vachaspati. They are all very great scholars. They have done astrologies. They can speak to people and convince, but still they said, we don't know Supreme Lord. That's what the... No, Narada here is saying, by Gyan and by Karma Kand, nobody can know Lord. That's the purport of this verse. So, the most powerful Lord Brahma, the father of all progenitors, the Shiva, Manu, Daksha, and the other rulers of the humankind, the four Kumas, entirely first class brahmacharis, headed by Sanak and Sanatan, the great sages Marichi, Atri, Angiras, Pulast, Pula, Kartu, Birgu, and Vashish, and my humble self, Narada, are all star-world Brahmins who can speak authoritatively on Vedic literature. We are very powerful because of the austerities, meditation and education. Nonetheless, even after inquiring about the Supreme Person of Godhead, whom we always see, we do not know perfectly about Him. Is it okay? So according to the foolish Darwin theory, Prabhupada is just going to somewhere else. He's saying all they were born at one time, and Darwin was saying nobody was here. 40,000 before, there was nobody here. So they are there from millions of years. That's what Prabhupada's first part of the purport is. They all were there, and Darwin is saying they were not there. The conclusion, again, go to the conclusion. Can you find the conclusion? Conclusion is that simply by advancing one's knowledge, one cannot be accepted as an expert in understanding Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead can be understood not by advanced knowledge, but by pure devotional service. Bhaktyahe abhijanato. So all these verses, Narada included himself, and it says, by gyan nobody can know. Then the Brahmaji's verse is quoted from 10th canto. The gyanis go on speculating many, many hundred and thousand of years. They will not know. All great sages mentioned in this verse have their palaces near Brahmaloks. This Prabhupada is giving astrology, the astronomical position. The planets where Lord Brahma resides. Four great sages, they reside there. These sages reside in different stars are known as southern stars. This encircle polyster, which is Dhruv Loka. And near the Dhruv Loka, there are seven rishis. All these are seven rishis, they live there. So they are all our star, they are not sun. Modern science is telling them sun. So Srila Prabhupada is just giving here like a little knowledge about the position of these stars. Okay, next verse 45. Shabda Brahma. Now, now knowledge and after knowledge, even by Vedas, you can worship many demigods. By Karma Kanda, still you will not know Supreme Lord. So the previous verse, three verses was telling about knowledge. This verse is speaking about Karma Kanda. Shabda Brahmani Dushpare Charanta Oro Vistare Mantra Lingai Vyavachinam Bhajanto Na Vidho Param. Param means Supreme Lord. If they don't worship Supreme Lord, they may worship according to the Vedic rituals, any demigod or all demigods, ultimately they will not get no Lord. Despite the cultivation of Vedic knowledge, which means Brahmani, which is unlimited, and the worship of different demigods by symptom of Vedic mantra, demigod worship does not help one to understand the Supreme Person I have guarded. Kameshte Dhirta Jnana, this is all we know. There are name of the different demigods. They give power, but they cannot know. Mantara lingai vichena, by such worship, karmis may obtain benediction of material appellants. Well, there's something, by demigod worship, nobody can know God. By jnana and by karma kanda, these are the two things. Three verses is jnana and one verse is karma kanda. Now, yatha, when person is fully engaged in devotional service, yada yasyano grahanati Bhagavan Atma Bhavita Sajjahati Matim Loke Vedena Parinishthitam. When the person is fully engaged in devotional service, he is favored by the Lord, Anugrahata. So unless somebody is not favored by Lord, knowledge or any other karmakanda activity will not help him. He is favored by Lord who bestows his causeless mercy. At such a time, he awakens the devotee, gives up all material activities. Jahati matim loke. Jahati means giving up. Mating means in consciousness. Loke means worldly consciousness. He gives up the worldly attachment and consciousness. Vedana and also the Veda Parinistha. Karmakanda portion and Jnanakanda portion of the Veda, he reject. He only accept the Upasana Kanda, actually. This is what it means. Karmakanda and Jnanakanda portion of the Vedas, he reject.
What is Upasana?
He give up all the material activities and ritualistic performance of the Vedas. So in these two verses, Srila Prabhupada, in these two verses means, both the karmis and jnanis are described and unfit to understand him. In these two verses means the three verses before and the last verse. Karmis and jnanis are unfit to understand him. Is it okay? As Srila Rupa Goswami says, then Srila Prabhupada quotes this verse, Anukulena, Krishna Anusilanam, this verse. So because they have jnana karma anavritam, so it's not Shuddha Bhakti. Is it okay? Now then, the rest of the purport is giving two meanings of the word Atma Bhavita. So, can you see the third line, Atma Bhavita? So there is a first meaning in this, and second meaning is, after Yanti Deva's translation, the paragraph will start, the word Atma Bhavita means. So these are the two meanings of the word Atma Bhavita. So, first meaning of Atma Bhavita is Lord, that Lord is awakened in one's mind. Lord is awakened in one's mind. Bhavita means bhava, Atma means mind. In one's mind, where the bhava actually, bhava bhakti is at the level of mind. Because emotions are there, emotional. So, the example is Savai Man Krishna Padaravindayo. Okay? This constant thinking of the Lord is described as Satata Yuktanam. This constant thinking is called Satata Yuktanam. This is devotional service in love and affection, which means actually it's a bhava bhakti, it's a higher one, because it's always thinking of Krishna. That even prem can be. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead dictate to the pure devotee from within. He dictate from within. Devotee is saved from all material activities. Saved. He is saved from all material activities. So he will not entangled. Then he will go to next, the second meaning. The word Atma Bhavita also indicates that a devotee is always engaged in preaching to deliver conditioned soul. It is said about six Goswamis. What they are saying? Nana shastra vicharanaika nipuno sadharma sangsthapiko lokanam hitakarino. Lokanam hitakarino means for the benefit of other people. So a pure devotee of the Supreme Person of Godhead is always thinking of how fallen conditioned soul can be delivered. Now this is, when I read this, I see Srila Prabhupada here speaking something about himself. What is that? Supreme Personality of the Godhead influence, the Supreme Personality of Godhead influenced by the merciful devotee. Devotees attempt to deliver fallen soul. Enlighten the people in general from within by his causeless mercy. This was Srila Prabhupada's prayer when he landed in America. He said, Krishna, you have brought me here. Now from within their heart, let them understand your message. That's what Srila Prabhupada is writing, something which he felt and which effectively accomplished. So he said, Krishna is helping those people to understand. If a devotee is blessed by the another devotee, he becomes free from karma kanda and jnana kanda. And Brahma Santa Vedeshu Durlabham Adurabhatam Bhakto. Now, next para. The Vedic instruction guide them, third line, according to the different regulative principle. And intelligent people take advantage of these instructions. They thus enjoy material life without being disturbed. This is actually illusion. This is illusion, that's Prabhupada. This is illusion. They are happy. We are doing some puja, going to the temple. This is illusion. These people get the seed of devotional service only by the goodwill of the Guru and Krishna. Guru Krishna Prasade by Bhakti Lata Bija. Otherwise they will be just doing karma kanda. Then Srila Prabhupada is speaking something about how Krishna from inside. Rishikesh, there, what is Bhakti Rishikesh, Rishikesh Sevanam, Bhakti Ruchyate, and then Krishna is a super soul from inside, he guides the devotees, and then Srila Prabhupada is speaking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He attains the favor of the Lord and loses all faith in material activities, which begins with Varnashram. So material activities begins with Varnashram. So Varnashram is also material activities, okay? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks clearly of once being liberated from the Varna Ashram, the most exalted system of human civilization. As such time he feels himself perpetually servant of the Krishna, then Naham Vipro Nachagraha Pati, this verse is quoted. Okay? So all Upadhi Vinurmuktam, this is the verse of Upadhi Vinurmuktam from Padyavali. And this is, it's called Bhut Siddhi. This verse is called Bhut Siddhi. So when we start chanting Japa, we should recite this verse and situate ourselves in that state. What is that? Naham Vipro, I am not Brahman. Nacha Narapatri, Nayam, I am Kshatri. Na Vaishu, not I am a businessman. Na Shudro, not a worker. Naham Vrani, does not belong to any Varna. Nacha Grahapatir, I am not Grasta. Na vanasto, naidam vanprastha, yatir, means sannyasi va. Kintu prodayan nikhil paramananda purana amrita vadir. Gopi bharatahu pad kamala yor das das anundas. Gopi bharatu, who is akhil paramananda purana amrita. This is akhil rasamurti. I am servant of that servant. Now advice, now as a guru, he is advising directly now to the Prachin Bharit, 47 verse. Tasmad, now he is giving order, Tasmad, Karamasu Brahsiman. Brahsiman is the name of the Prachin Barish. Prachin means east, and Brahsid means the one who has spread all the Kush grass towards east, and whole earth was. This is. Prachi, what is Prachi? Prachi Disha? No. Prachi Disha, east. Is the east facing? There is also one meaning, but this meaning is as a Karam Kandi. The original name is Brahisman. Brahisman is the original name, and Prachin Bharat, because he has spread the Kush grass which covered the whole earth, so much so that whole earth can be covered with Puro Mukhi, Prachi Disha, because he is called Prachin Bharat. But actually, this means performing Yajna. But now his original name. Tasmat karamasu brahsimana agyanad artha kashishu ma artha drishtami kritaha shrota sprashishva asprashra vastusu. My dear King Barhishman, you should never out of ignorance take to the ritualist, Vedic ritualist, or fruity activities which may be pleasing to the to hear about, or which may appear to be goal of self-interest. You should never take those to be the ultimate goal of life. Is it okay? Now Srila Prabhupada is quoting Bhakti, Bhagavad Gita. Yamimam pushpitam vacham purvadanti vipaschitaha vedavada tahapadna anyadasti. So flowery language of Veda, nobody should be attracted. Now, so Bhakti Vinod Thakur, go in a second para after the translation. Generally, people are much attached to fruited after that. Or the last part of this para. Forgetting our real purpose, Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, Jada vidya yatam mayara vebhava tumara bhajane badha. Materialistic studies are gilead of maya only, for they are an obstacle to the spiritual progress. Now I think next part is Next, a section of the Indian population known as Arya Samajis lay too much stress on the sacrifice portion of the Vedas. This verse indicates, however, that such sacrifices are to be taken as illusory. Prabhupada just is speaking about some people. There are so much, hey, we have to do yajna, yajna, yajna. I do sankirtan yajna, do nam yajna. 48. Dhumar dhiyo, dhumar dhiyo. Dhiyo means intelligence, dhumar means smoke. It is smoke. The next verse, 48. Those who are less intelligent accept the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies as all in all. They do not know that the purpose of the Veda is to understand one's own home, where the Supreme Personality of Godhead lives. Not being interested in their real home, they are illusioned and search after other homes. Swam lokam na vidus. They don't know their own loka or home. Te vai yatra devo janardhana, where Janardhana is living, where Krishna is living. They don't know the place where Krishna is living. Ahur durma dhiyo vedam, dhumar dhiyo vedan. So they are interested only in a yajna which cloud their intelligence with smoke. There is the same thing, dhumar, in the first canto, 18th chapter, Dhyal, performing yajna sanakadi rishi, this is, by this yajna only our intelligence is dhumar, become smoked, but we don't have any player in the heart. So please speak Krishna Katha. So this whole purport, Srila Prabhupada is first speaking, people don't know where is the real home. Golok, Vrindavan, Krishna Lok, people don't know Vaikunth. They have no knowledge of all these things. The only maximum they know where is the heaven, that's all. People don't have a knowledge above heaven, there is a problem. At present moment, the so-called advanced civilization men are trying to go to the other planets like moon. But what they will do there? They will come back. So, this is simple, it's all simple, that's not much, but the last part. One should be interested in information about the spiritual Vaikuntha planets, and in particular the planet known as Golok Vrindavan, and should learn the art of going there by the simple method of devotional service, beginning with Saravanam Kirtanam. That is, this is also confirmed, then Srila Prabhupada is quoting 12th Canto Srimad Bhagavatam. What is this verse? Very common verse. Kalev Doshe Nidharanajan Astiyeko Mahavagona Kirtan Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Vrjeta Kalev Doshe Nidhe. Okay. Verse 49. What is the verse? My dear king, the entire world is covered with the sharp points of Kush grass. And on the strength of this, you have become proud. Because you have killed various type of animals in sacrifice. Because of your foolishness, you do not know that devotional service is the only way one can please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You cannot understand this fact. Your only activities should be those that can please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Our education should be such that we can become elevated to Krishna consciousness. In this verse, great sage Narada Muni directly insults the king because he was engaged in performing sacrifice that entailed the killing of the great number of animals. The king was thinking he was great for having performed so many sacrifices, but the great sage Narada directly chastised him. So this is, first he says anag and all this, and now he says, that's what Prabhupada says, go like a needle and come like a plow. Now he's acting as a plow. Now hearing this, he thought, no, it is right, I should do bhakti. But my sons should come. So he's thinking like that. So Narada will speak something quickly. Harir Deha Vratam Atma Swayam Prakritir Ishvara Tatapadamulam sharanam yatokshemo nranam iha. Sri Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the super soul and guide of all living entities who have accepted material bodies within this world. He is the supreme controller of all the material activities in material nature. He is also our best friend, and everyone should take shelter of him. His lotus feet, in doing so, one's life will be auspicious. Now, there are so many verses quoted from Chaitanya Charitamrita in this. In Bhagavad Gita, it said, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam. So, Krishna is the super soul. Then, Sarvascham Hirde, these are all. Tesham Satya Yuktanam. Now, from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Tahare Sei Bali Vidya Mantra Adhyayan. Krishna Pada Padme Ye Karaye Istra Mana. One who has fixed his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna is to be understood having a best education and having a studied all Vedas. Sei Sei Vidyara Phala Janiya Nishchaya Krishna Pada Padme Yadi Chitta Vrti Rahe. The perfect result of education is fixing one's mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. All other education is illusion. Digvijay karibe vidyar karya nahi. I will be conqueror of all direction. I am the most learned scholar. This is not the purpose of education. Ishwar bhajile sei vidya satya kahe. By that knowledge, if some worship Krishna, that is actually vidya. Conquer the world by means of material education is not desirable. If one engages himself in devotional service, his education is perfected. Pade kena loke Krishna bhakti jani bare ye yadi nahila tabe vidyar ki kare. The purpose of education is to understand Krishna and his devotional service. If one does not do so, then during education is false. Being cultured, educated, very active and religious means developing natural love for Krishna. Everyone has Dharvan love for Krishna, and the culture and education there has to be awakened. That is the purpose of this Krishna conscious movement. Once Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked by Ramananda Rai, what is the best part of education? And Ramananda Rai replied, the best part of education is advancement in Krishna consciousness. So, Narada will speak now the another allegory. We should just finish this word, 52 verses. Prashna eva sanchito bhavataha. Then he said, I have just finished what you asked me about, and then he will ask something else. So, one who is engaged in devotional service and not the least fear in material existence. This is because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the super soul and friend of everyone. One who knows this secret is actually educated, and one who thus educated can become the spiritual master of the world. One who is an actually bona fide spiritual master, representative of Krishna, is not different from Krishna. Yo vidwan sa guru harihi. So sakshat haritena, Srila Prabhupada is quoting sakshat haritena. What is actually guru is worshipped as good as God, but means he is not God. He is the most, he is very dear to God. So guru is equal to God. He is more than God in bestowing mercy. Why guru is compared to the God? He is equal to God because he bestows mercy. Krishna Kripa Murti. He is the his divine grace. He is giving the grace of the God. Therefore he is as good as God. So this is all about the guru. And Shatakarm, then the next is opposite side. Even somebody is very perfect in all the Vedic rituals and a perfect Brahman, but if he is not a Vaishnava, he don't have a Krishna consciousness, he cannot be accepted as a guru. The conclusion, can you see the conclusion? The conclusion is that one cannot become a spiritual master unless he is a pure devotee of the Lord. Guru Hari, which means, according to the word mentioned here, Guru Hari, consulting a bona fide spiritual master means consulting Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay? Narada Vacha. Now Narada is finishing his talk. Great said Narada continued, O great personality, I have replied properly about all that you have asked me. Now hear another narration that is accepted by saintly persons and is very confidential. So, from here, Narada realized that, king is now thinking, devotional service is good. I should stop all these karma khand. But I have to call my sons. They are in a forest doing tapasya. I'll send somebody. When they come here, then I'll go. So Narada thought, no, this preaching is not perfect. He should immediately get renunciation from his kingdom. Don't wait for his son. So in three verses, he's speaking another allegory. A small story of a deer, which is actually household life. In front is a time, and behind, in front is a tiger, and behind is a hunter. In front tiger is a time which is getting old, and behind is a death which is a hunter. But he is just enjoying in a flower garden. So he's telling this allegory, and after that Prachin Bharat said, that is it, I am going now. Tiger is time, which is like everybody is getting old, and behind is a death. Hunter is a death. Well, these are we will discuss, I think, tomorrow. We should start from here. But this purport, we should finish this purport or leave it?
Yeah, finish it.
Anyway, you go and read this purport and come tomorrow, because this purport applies to everybody. Huh? Okay, so we are leaving at 52,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So how many more verses we have to go? So I think we can do it. Hare Krishna. Thank you. 10:30.